It's 8:37. Our next guest in the Morning Drive Newsmaker Hotline is Julie Gundlach. She's director of Independent Women's Forum Center for Progress and Innovation, author of the book From Cupcakes to Chemicals. Julie, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So you're the mother of three children, and you know, we look at what's happening across the country right now with all the violence in our cities, and these are largely people in their 20s. It looks like they just maybe get out of college. And then we see all of the polls from people, young kids that are in high school and college that are embracing socialism. And wonder, a lot of people wonder, where's this coming from? And then it dawns on them, well, wait a minute, we're teaching them this stuff in class.
Yeah. This has been going on for years. I don't want to out my age here, but I'm not exactly a spring chicken, and I remember in college hearing this stuff, starting to hear about how, you know, America is a terrible country, systemic racism, you know, you name it. And so this has been going on for a long time, and certainly the people my age then, you know, went to maybe grad school and then started into the teaching profession, and so it's sort of deeply ingrained at this point. The problem is now we're starting to see this encouraged at the administrative level. In my own town in Alexandria, Virginia, our superintendent is encouraging this kind of stuff on the website, at my school's website, the reading list, the guidance given to teachers. I mean, it's everything from Beverly D'Angelo's, book about white guilt to Condi's book about how we need a constitutional amendment to outlaw racism. I mean, it's just absolutely absurd. And so this stuff is being passed on and encouraged to be passed on to schools or in the classroom to kids. So, yes, we have a real problem in this country, not only with sort of being taught to hate your country, but also not even being taught the basics of the history of the United States. That's even being altered now, which should be of great concern.
Now you got the 1619 Project, and the infamous Howard Zinn has got his fingerprints all over the curriculum. What do you think about the president's proposal to teach American exceptionalism in schools?
Yes, well, I think it's wonderful. And one thing that bothers me, though, is that it's being touted as patriotic American history or patriotic history. You know what? That's not accurate. It's history, period. It's accurate. I wish it was called accurate history. The 1776 Project, which is an organization that I really encourage everyone to look into. It is made up of black scholars and black historical experts who really have had a problem with the 1619 Project. I'm sure your listeners know what that is. It's this New York Times project to sort of reinstitute 1619 as the foundation of our country, saying that racism was the and slavery was the foundation of our country, not freedom of religion, not freedom of speech. And so you have this complete attempt to alter history. So the 1776 Project, again, made up of black scholars, is trying to push back on that and trying to encourage the accuracy in teaching kids the history of the United States. And so they are actually leading this. They've come up with a curriculum of their own. 1619 has a curriculum that has been deployed into thousands of schools. So I'm really glad to see the president, boosting the 1776 Project, encouraging more accuracy in education, accuracy in historical education. That's really what we need in this country. But I think when you say things like patriotic education, it automatically turns people off. Not people like me, but look, I know a lot of people that are sort of, you know, they tend to be pretty liberal, and this stuff triggers them. So I really wish it was called accuracy in education, accuracy in history, because that's really what it is.
Julie, what does it say when I've talked to a number of parents, and my boys are out of college and in the working world now, but what does it say? I've talked to a number of parents who, you know, we don't like the fact that schools are closed, but this gives us a better chance to homeschool or teach our own what we learned in school instead of what they're being fed at schools. And then I also have a teacher in the family, and I've heard of these underground schools that are popping up now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so what does that tell you?
Well, I'll tell you, as a mother of three kids, I've pulled two of my kids out of the public schools because the spring learning time where they were home. Our schools here in Alexandria, Virginia closed in March. And in that spring session, I was absolutely horrified by what I was seeing. It was a real eye-opener. I'd always been sort of uncomfortable with the public schools around here, but boy, did that ever drive it home for me. So I pulled both of my kids out. I've got a third in the public school system, but not for long. It is just, it's really, I want to be more in control. I joke that I'm doing the grand experiment because we've enrolled one child in an online Catholic school. I am fully homeschooling one other child, and then we have one in the public school. And I will tell you, the differences are stark. The type of education they're getting through that's outside of the public school is much better. And so I know it's really hard. Look, I work. But luckily, I work from home, and so it's something that I can do. And I know it's very hard for a lot of people. But if you can, I really do encourage people to consider either homeschooling or looking at alternatives to the public school system. I think that a lot of parents have woken up to some of the stuff that's going on in the public schools, and they don't want their children to be part of that.
That's very good advice. Julie Gundlach with Independent Women's Forum. Check her out at IWF.org. Julie, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.